Listen up, yo. Linea Linea Show. Listen up, yo. Linea Linea Show.
Listen up, yo. The Linea Linea Show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. Sa office, sa condo, sa FX, sa kanto. Walang pinipili, basta pili-pilipino. Listen up, yo.
To the millions and millions of listeners around Europe and around the world. Welcome to the Linea Linea Show powered by Anima Podcasts. Today we have a special guest, an international business management graduate with marketing analytics minor. Wow! From Haute École de Gestion de Genève. And now a part-time teacher at the Department de l'Instruction Publique, my good long-distance friend, all the way from Geneva, Switzerland, Kimberly Reyes. Boom!
Yeah!
Yo, Kim, kumusta?
I'm alright. Do I sound okay?
Yeah. Okay. Super okay. Wow. Wow, kumusta?
I'm okay. Good pronunciation though.
Okay ba? Pasado ba yung Haute École de Gestion de Genève?
Aha, pwede na yun. Pwede na.
Ano ibig sabihin nun?
Basically, school.
School? Ang haba naman ng translation in French ng school. Haute École de Gestion de Genève.
It's basically accounting school.
Accounting school siya.
Yeah, pero we mainly do business course, ganyan.
Mm. So yung Department de l'Instruction Publique, school din yun?
Parang DepEd.
Parang DepEd.
Actually, DepEd yun.
Oo nga, no? Department of Public Instruction.
Yes.
Wow. So part-time teacher ka ngayon dun.
Yes.
So sabi mo sa akin kanina parang, pero teacher ka ng primary students, tama? 4 to 5 uh-huh. years old.
Yep.
Bakit sa DepEd sila nag-aaral?
Wait, what does DepEd mean actually?
Oh my God. Yung DepEd ay Department of Education.
Yeah, that's it.
Sila yung government institution.
Yeah.
Pero hindi sila school.
No, kasi basically, I'm employed by the Department of Instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Of Public Instruction. And then they send you to schools. Yeah, because everything's centralized.
Wow, ganun
yeah,
pala.
Hindi, walang, parang pag public school siya, dun ka sa school na pinakamalapit sa, let's say, sa bahay mo or pinaka, like, convenient sa'yo na pumunta.
Mm.
There.
Okay, ganun pala. Dito kasi hindi nga ganun, no?
Yeah.
Although, ano naman, well, public school teachers are considered government workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Pero they're not under DepEd.
Mm. Mm. No, ako, yung literally my salary comes from the government.
Mm.
Yes, I'm a government employee
mm.
at the moment, yes.
Wow. So, ilang years ka na rin nagtuturo. No? Pero, siguro, no, sa mga listeners natin, konting background lang kay Kim, no? Paano ba kami nagkakilala? We go way back. Oh my God. Medyo nasubaybayan niya yung buong journey ng linya-linya. Kasi mm-hmm. nakita kami sa Bazaar sa Glorieta.
Yes.
2015.
Correct.
Na nasa 2x2 meters na booth ang linya-linya.
Yeah, I remember. Ang cute nga. Kasi bazaar yun, diba? Tapos, I remember nag-walk through lang ako, parang may mga little accessories. I think may binili pa akong accessories sa ibang booth. Tapos, as in, like, ubos na yung cash ko noon. Literally, ubos na yung cash ko noon. I think I had, like, less than 1,000. Tapos, duman ako sa harap ng store nyo. Tapos, yung kasama kong dalawang friend, wala lang. We were looking at your store. Tapos, parang we were just, like, reading all the shirts. Parang, oh, grabe yung witty. Ha, ganyan. Tapos, there's this random dude that came by and he was like, yeah, funny, no? Blah, 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 blah. Tapos ako naman, yeah, not bad. I mean, it's witty, like, nothing much. But I just found it very witty.
Mm-mm.
But at that time, I was just like not in the mood for wittiness. Tapos, I remember you approaching me, just like talking to me about the store. And I didn't know it was your store. Akala ko lang parang...
Mukha kong ano doon, mukhang tindero.
Oo, parang hindi mo siya store. Parang ano ka lang, ikaw yung nagtitinda. And then, I remember the vibes there. Parang kagaling lang namin ng trip with my friends. And basta, like I was just feeling down and everything. So, Panch, at that time... para sabi niya, sige, drawing kita or something like that, no? And that was literally like the last of my pesos. Hindi ako bumili ng shirt noon.
Oh my God.
Literally, hindi ako bumili ng shirt noon. I remember buying like, I think tatlo lang siyang bookmark kasi yun lang yung budget ko. The Swiss girl has no budget.
Oh my God, kailangan mong bumawi ata na bumili ng maraming shirts today, ah. Pero grabe yun na, no? That was 2015,
yeah.
And you were 20
20-ish
22 years old.
21 or 22?
22.
The real 22. The real 22. Represent.
So, yan ang original na fellow 22 si Kim, no? So ano lang, no? Dumadaan lang siya sa store and lahat lang dumadaan kasi dun, diba? Ganun kami magtinda noon, eh,
yeah.
Diba? May pagkwentuhan kami and wala lang nag ganun kami ni Panchi, nakikipagkulitan kami, mm-hmm, nakapagkwentuhan, mm-hmm, kami. Tapos nalaman namin na nga you're from Switzerland.
Yeah.
It was your first time going in the Philippines, tama?
Hindi siya first time, pero first time alone.
Alone.
That's my first time alone na parang I finally was able to like travel by myself, mm-hmm, commute, which is something na parang sounds very pretentious, but I've never done by myself, as in like... mga bus, ordinary bus, nagpagsiksikan sa MRT, LRT, or sakayan ng jeep. Yun, first time ko yun. So, yeah, that was my first time as like a young adult.
Wow, grabe. So, dun yung unang, ano na, paglinya ng, ano na, ng pagkakilala namin ni Kim.
Yeah.
And after that, I think, ano na eh, paano ba? Parang nag-followan lang sa Facebook or sa Instagram or something.
I think Instagram ba or Facebook?
Instagram ba? Hindi ko na alam eh. Baka Instagram kasi hindi ka naman nata masyado nag-Facebook eh.
Anyway, social media. Something social media.
Tapos chat-chat and ganun. Tapos yun na eh, parang naging... Ikaw na yung pinakamalayong friend ko. ever since. No? Parang... And wala lang ako siguro na curious ako sa papano ka rin... nung nalaman ko na you were born and raised,
mm-hmm,
in Switzerland,
yeah,
pero ano no, pure Filipina yung, mm-hmm, by blood.
Yes, yes.
Curious din ako. Tapos parang anong time na yun, nagtatagalog ka na eh.
Mm-mm.
So siguro kung masyado kang nag-i-English, baka hindi kita masyado.
Like today.
Diba? Yung ano mo, yung,
uh-oh,
sister mo. Ay, huh? Sino? Si Day?
No, sabi ko like today.
Ah, like today. Akala ko see you today. Anyway.
No, nag-ano tayo nun eh. Like, I think paalis na ako nun. Parang last days ko na in the Philippines. Tapos we went out for like drinks.
Kasama yung pinsan mo.
Yung pinsan
mo.
Ko, yeah.
Yun. Tapos sinama ko rin ata yung brother ko eh. Tama ba?
No.
Ay, hindi ako lang ba? Sa may Tipsy Pig.
Yes, Tipsy correct. Pig. Oh my gosh, yes.
Estancia, I think. Capital Commons.
Yeah, basta tips if you can remember. Yeah.
So yun eh, parang natuwa lang ako na parang kung paanong parang, ewan ko, parang grounded ka rin sa Philippines kahit na hindi ka taga dito talaga, hindi ka lumaki dito.
Yeah.
Pero paano bang background mo, no? So yung family mo, they are both from Tarlac, tama ba?
My mom is from Pampanga. My dad is from Tarlac.
Mm.
So both Kapampangan. And they migrated to Europe when they were both like 18.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tapos parang they first started in Italy and then they moved to Switzerland around their, I don't know, they were probably like 20-ish years old. 20-ish? 20-ish years old. Tapos yun. They got married. Tapos yun, buong buhay na namin like in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, sa Switzerland ka na pinanganak, doon ka na lumaki. And then, siguro nung bata ka na kailang punta ka lang sa Philippines, no, with your family.
Mm, actually, as a child, nung bata pa ako, madalas naman kami umuwi. Parang, I think, parang Christmas, tapos summer vacation. Kasi yun yung parang longest vacation sa school. And, pero yun lang, parang wala akong big, like, or fond memory when I was a child going to the Philippines. Parang, hindi ko siya masyado maalala kasi feeling ko lang parang I always felt like left out sa mga pinsan ko kasi nung bata ko, hindi pa ako marunong mag-Tagalog. Well, I think I'm better now, but hindi ako marunong mag-Tagalog, hindi ako sinasali sa mga games. So, sa bahay lang talaga ako. So, it was not very like enjoyable for me, I guess, going to the Philippines.
Well, pero ano, ang galing mo mag-Filipino for someone na, di ba, hindi nag-grow up dito. Kaya, pero parang, paano nangyari yung sa bahay nyo, nagtatagalog yung parents mo?
Oo. So, I think growing up, ano, parang my parents were both speaking Tagalog to me. Pero, obviously, like, mainly I learned it from TFC. And, like, kasi wala naman talaga akong interest to ano, speak Tagalog kasi pag magtatagalog yung parents ko, kung nahirapan ako, edi French or English, ganyan. Pero TFC talaga, gusto ko malaman what's happening sa mga like teleserye. So, tatanungan ko talaga, Mommy, what does that mean? What does this mean? I remember one time I asked her like, Mommy, anong Kirida? What's Kirida? Literally, yeah.
Wow, talagang ano, no? Ang laki ng influence ng television, no?
Yes,
Filipino channels dun. To mga Pinoy sa abroad. So, yun yung nagturo sa'yo. So, yung mga alam mo, mga Kerida, mga hampas lupa.
No, that's true. Ang dami kong alam. So proud. Marami akong alam na deep words because nanonood ako ng mga, ano yung MMK, mga ganyan, di ba? Super deep yung Tagalog niya. And I was really curious to know what it meant. And I even like picked up yung pocketbook ng mom ko. Gusto ko lang mabasa. I remember parang siguro 4 pages in, ayoko na kasi ang hirap ng mga words. So yun. But yeah, very curious, I guess, to learn.
Wow, kasi ano eh, no? Kaya rin ako, kaya ko siya na-bring up kasi I have a sister who lives in Ireland, no? And yung partner naman niya ay, ano no, Irish talaga. Pero parang I want my pamangkins to learn how to speak Filipino, no? So parang, di ba, for a household na, oh, both Filipino sila, pero 18 years old sila, nandun na sila. Di ba, I was expecting na mas English or French na yung language nila. Nagtatagalog pa rin sila. Kaya parang, sinasabihin rin namin sister namin, na sana magtagalog ka dyan. Para lang matuto yung si Holly tsaka si Michael, yung mga pamangkin ko.
That's true.
Pero baka, ano rin, it's an effect of yung having both parents na Filipino.
Yeah,
kasi
probably.
Si Leng kasi, wala naman yung sister ko, wala naman siyang kausap in Filipino.
Ah, yeah. True. I think big influence din yun. Tapos, influence din na nung bata ako, ever since bata ako, I remember going to church with my family. It was the only church na parang may international community. So like expats, mga like from America, like all continents actually. Tapos may big Filipino community. So I think gusto ko din makipag like laro sa mga bata doon. So it was important for me to like understand what they were saying. Kasi marami din like mga bata that came to Switzerland as kids. And they could only speak like Tagalog. So I guess that also helped na having people around you speaking Tagalog.
Being part of a community.
Yeah.
So parang sa ngayon, ano, parang yung pag may household ka, who's speaking the language, and content consumption, no, na may Filipino, I think important din. And then community.
Yeah.
And kapag pinagsama mo yun, dumadalas din yung time na meron kang napapractice mo yung language na yun. Well, yun ano. Pero pag yun yung sa language eh. Pero when it comes to other things, so na pagiging Filipino, ganyan, paano yung naging process mo growing up? Siyempre, wala ako sa position na ganyan, eh, no? Na parang, pero ikaw, pure-blooded Filipina, pero lumaki sa ibang bansa. Meron ka bang longing to find your Filipino identity? Ganyan?
As a child, again, parang Yung, di ba pinag-usapan natin kanina, like, as a teacher, I can tell that, kasi in Geneva, so many, like, expat kids, or, like, so many kids from different, like, countries that I teach. Tapos, I don't think they realize that they're from different countries. It was the same for me until parang may nag-point out lang, like, oh, why do you look like that? Bakit ganyan yung nose mo? Bakit ganyan yung eyes mo? That's when you realize you're different. So, growing up, parang I guess I was longing to know where I came from. But it's hard for me also to know through my parents kasi they're very young when they went there. So, yung alam ko lang yung parang hardships nila as kids. Parang lagi kinukwento ng tatay ko, like, oh, nung bata ko, layo nang linalakad namin papuntang school, blah, 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 blah. Pero hindi ako makarelate. Kasi diba, like, I come from, like, a comfortable, like, setup. Hindi ako makarelate sa hardship. So, I think it was, there's a big disconnect nung when I was growing up. Even though I was with Filipinos, yung pinag-usapan na yung childhood nila, I could only, like, listen, but never relate. So, yun, nung nag-meet tayo in 2015, that was my first trip. I was, diba, kinukanta ko sa'yo earlier na it was my own choice to come here to the Philippines by myself. So dati nasanay din ako na parang pag-uwi sa Philippines, laging may kasama, may cousins, or may someone driving you around. This time talaga by myself. And I just wanted to know how it felt like to live as a Filipina. So, commuting, so doing all these like activities and going to places that felt like the Philippines. And yeah, I think it was like, it's a conscious choice to want to learn and to want to know more. And malaking tulong din social media, what I see parang in the news, what I see, like, you guys posting, for example, or, yeah, like, also reading books about, like, people with similar, like, experiences as me, as, like, a Filipina that was born and raised in another country than the Philippines. So, yun, parang, I think that's it, yeah. That's, like, really a conscious choice and just, like, that yearning to know where you come from. Mm-mm. Even though, like, if you ask me today, do you feel more Filipino or Swiss? I don't really have an answer. Kasi I cannot say that I'm fully Swiss because parang I will never relate to like fully Swiss experience of like growing up with fully Swiss traditions and everything. And I cannot say as well na parang I'm fully Filipina because I've never felt like the childhood here as it parang like as a kid going to school with a uniform and a bao and whatever. Or, yeah, like, all these, like, experiences, diba? Hindi ko siya ma-fully understand, but I can try. And that's what I'm trying to do, like, today. Even, like, as I'm growing older. Yeah, it's to know more and to see more of the Philippines. Yeah.
Baka yun yan, no? Baka hindi naman talaga yun yung important thing, eh. Na ma-box natin yung mga sarili natin kung ma-label natin na, okay, mas Filipino ako, mas Swiss. Sino bang mas Filipino sa kahit sinong Filipino?
Exactly.
Baka kahit si Rizal, sabihin sa atin, hindi ako mas Filipino sa inyo. Mm-hmm. Lahat tayo Filipino. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to live our lives as Pinoys and try to learn more about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Diba? So parang, wala eh, no? Diverse talaga eh.
Yeah.
And lalo na yung mga Pinoys nga na, sa Pilipinas nga lang mismo eh, with, diba, thousands of islands eh. Sino makapagsabi na mas Pinoy yung nandito sa Manila sa mga nandun sa Bohol, sa mga nandun sa Iloilo, 'di ba? So parang I think ano lang eh no. Ayun, yung label na yun eh, labeling yourself as part of a country and all. Nandiyan lang eh, may plate ka lang pero nasa sayo rin how you'll live your life, no? How, 'di ba? Parang paano mo rin gustong i-experience yung mundo. Pwede ka namang maging, 'di ba? Meron yang mga katulad si yung isa kong previous guest si Rafe Bartholomew. He's an American from Michigan, from Boston ata siya eh, na galing na magtagalog. Mm. Tapos parang talagang inexperience niya rin yung Pinas, playing basketball, watching all these games. Pero may mga Pinoys din naman na pure-blooded Pinoys na hindi rin na-experience ang mga experience ng mga Pinoy. So masasabi mo ba na mas Pinoy yung full-blooded Pinoy, mm-hmm, or mas Pinoy si Rafe dahil kahit na wala siyang Filipino blood pero nag-experience siya. Parang hindi yun talaga yung importante, no? Yun, hindi important yung label pero important for you to at least experience, yeah, the life here, talking the speaking the language, yeah, speaking to Filipinos, mm-hmm, and learning more about them.
Yeah.
And in that way siguro may bumabalik sa iyo eh, mm-hmm, na mas naiintindihan mo yung parts of yourself, mm-hmm, na baka kaya ganito ako, no? Or naka-identify ka rin sa mga kamukha mo, no?
Yes.
Ang dami mong hindi ka mukha doon, pero pagpunta mo dito, uy.
Exactly.
Ito tayo, ito itsura natin, mm-hmm, eh, 'di ba?
I'm part of this. Mm-hmm. And I want to be part of this. So, it's a constant like journey, I guess. Kasi like you said, we'll never fully know what it is to be a Filipino. We'll never like fully understand like the people living in, you know, like the deep down in the province, mm-hmm, or here in Metro Manila, for example. They have different like experiences. Mm-hmm. But all in all, if they choose like to be involved, if they choose to know what it is to be a Filipino and to live like a Filipino, then I think that's enough. Mm. But yeah, parang I'm rediscovering myself as a Filipina, as a young adult Filipina.
Mm-mm.
And yeah, I love that.
So nagawa mo rin siya, hindi lang yung learning the language, talking to people, pero traveling din, mm-hmm, ano? And ano yung mga napipick up mo when you're traveling, ewan ko, habang dumadami yung places na napupuntahan mo sa Pilipinas?
I don't know, maybe when you travel kasi like, di ba, you experience the people but also the land. Mm. And for me, like, the land and to feel it, like, to be in it, mm, I think that's where, like, I feel all the emotions. For example, just recently, nung nag-hike kami with my friend, I looked around and I was like, wow, this is the Philippines. I'm living it. Like, this is my reality today. And parang, you're just so grateful that you're here. You're just so grateful that this is your country and you feel like a sense of pride. And I love that, like, for example, like, when I go through places and they're like, oh, you should try this, you should try that. There's a sense of pride everywhere you go. And it's great. And it's not only like, I'm proud Filipino, but I'm proud like Cebuano, I'm proud like, I don't know, like Manileño, or yeah, like it's that sense of pride that I love, that you can see and feel through people, but also through like how they take care of the land,
mm-hmm,
especially like yung mga like nature places. Yeah, I don't know, like it's mainly the sense of pride of being a Filipino, and that's why I want that too. Alam mo yun? Parang gusto ko din maging proud, like to say na I'm a Filipina because I've experienced it. Like, mm-hmm, I know, like, mm-hmm, I can grasp it.
Mm. Iba talaga to be in it.
Yeah.
Really mainit.
Mainit in the Philippines.
Talaga papawisan ka.
Yeah.
pero yun eh, no? Yung longing to touch, feel, mm-hmm, be there. Iba eh.
And just like your post with like the hand.
Iba yung touchdown. Yes. Pag nahawakan mo, mm-hmm, talaga yung ground, natapakan mo siya. Iba eh. And yeah, that's how I feel every time I go to different places in the Philippines. Yeah. So parang ako, I can relate eh. Kasi parang yung parents ko, yung mom ko, was born and raised in Iloilo.
Mm.
Ilongga talaga siya. So parang ako, lagi ko naririnig, nagaganon siya itong salita. Nag-iilonggo siya. Nag-iilonggo rin yung mga tito-tita ko. Mm-hmm. Ang dami niya rin kwento about the province. Yeah. So, ako, iba rin yung experience ko dito sa Manila. Hindi ganun eh.
Exactly.
Diba? Yeah. Iba yung lugar daw nila, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, ako, may longing din ako to experience, mm-hmm, that. And iba yung kwento, iba yung nare-research ko. Sa nandun ako talaga. So, actually, yung last punta ko sa Iloilo with Rach, dalawa kami, parang first time ko rin na ma-experience yung iba pang parts ng Iloilo na ako lang na hindi kasama yung family. And diba talaga eh. Diba? And yun niya eh. Parang yung, ewan ko, parang part of me, okay, mas nagiging legit Ilonggo na ako. Kunti-kunti na tututo na ako ng ilang language. Mm-hmm. No? Mas nakakaintindi na ako ng Ilonggo. Na-try ko na yung legit na mga cuisine nila.
Bachoy.
Oo, yung Bachoy. Nag-Bachoy kami doon sa Capiz. Iba rin eh. Makapaglakad ako doon sa Baybay, mm-hmm. sa may shore nila. Makapag-inuman, ganyan. Makakain ng talaba na alam mo yun, mm-hmm. hindi rin yung kung paano rin nila i-consume yung mga bagay mm-hmm. sa everyday life nila doon. Hindi yung, di ba, parang nasa isang big restaurant ka rin doon. Yun, parang iba yung feeling, no?
Yeah. It's a warm hug.
Oo, it's a warm hug na niyayakap ka nung lugar na yon. At parang yung longing mo to, di ba, parang to experience and to learn more about that place, hinahug back ka niya.
Oh, I love that.
Dahil ikaw yung lumapit doon.
Yes.
Di ba? Ang saya, no? So, feeling ko ganun din ang nafe-feel ng mga Pinays like mm-hmm. you, no? Pinoys like you. Ang dami yeah. na ikinig sa atin ngayon around the world. No? Ang dami ko na rin nakausap na from other places. May mga nakausap din ako na nandito naman, mm-hmm. lumaki dito, tapos lumipat sa ibang mm-hmm. bansa. Iba rin yung experience mm-hmm. nila. Pero ikaw na lumaki doon, trying to get back here, I feel like marami nakaka-relate sa experience mo
yeah.
Sa kanila. Mm-hmm. No? And ako naman, siguro as a sa Pinoy na nandito the entire time, ibabalik ko yung feeling ko nung una tayo nag-meet
mm-hmm.
na may someone, may this kid, no, from Switzerland na tinatry basahin yung mga Pinoy stuff namin. Nakita ko genuinely natatawa ka, natutuwa ka, mm-hmm. or yung mga hindi mo naiintindihan, tinatanong mo,
tapos
matututo ka. Tapos kahit na hindi ka nakabili ng shirt, bumili ka lang ng tatlong bookmark. Diba parang ako...
Bawi naman ako.
marami nang binili after. Pero ako, yung feeling ko lang as a Pinoy na na-appreciate ko yun.
Mm-mm.
Na may someone na nakikita rin yung nakikita ko, na nafe-feel din yung nafe-feel ko. Na ako kasi natutuwa ako sa mga words natin eh. Natutuwa ako sa mga gawa natin.
Yes.
Tapos para for someone to appreciate that, may extra points kasi if you're not from here eh. Kasi wow, nakikita niya pala to, na-appreciate niya pala to. Parang, okay yun. So I think yun yung naging anchor din ng friendship natin. Yes. Ano? So, siguro punta tayo sa friendship. Ano? Kasi interesting din to guys eh. Kasi doon lang kami nag-start, yun yung connection namin. Pero after that, sabi nga ni Kim eh, di ba, low-key, ano? Ikaw ang pinaka, ano ba yan? Low maintenance, long distance friend.
It's true though, we're very low maintenance. Mm. We don't really expect anything of each other. Mm-hmm. But we know na parang once we talk, we're just gonna pick up where we left mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
I think siguro crucial din yung afternoon na nakapag-usap tayo. Tas nasa mga stages tayo ng life natin na hinahanap para natin yung gagawin natin.
Yeah.
So, ako yung nandun ako sa government, nakaka-start ko lang mm-hmm. doon, or parang ang dami kong bagong experience doon, sinishare ko sa'yo.
Yeah. Oops.
Medyo ano yan, confidential yung iba dyan. Ano? Pero, alam mo yun, dahil siguro may connection na tayo noon, mm-hmm. nagkaroon din tayo ng trust sa ganun. Tapos ikaw naman, alam ko, hinahanap mo pa rin yung gusto mong gawin, nag-aral ka, nag-try ka mag-law school, mm-hmm. Kung ano-ano na rin nangyari. Pero yun, ano? Parang hindi naman tayo lagi nag-uusap, no? Yeah. May mga times nga na sobrang tagal na hindi nakapag-uusap. Pero hindi nawawala yung connection.
Yes.
Ano? And ayun. Lagi ko rin sinasabihan si Kim na mag-post ka naman. Para alam ko naman yung nangyayari sa'yo. Ano ba to? One way ba to?
Ako lang nanonood ng story. So. Not the other way around.
Ayun. Pero natuwa lang, ano? Yeah. And I feel like yung mga listeners natin, mga fellow 22s dyan, meron din silang that friend din, no?
Yeah.
Na low maintenance. Hindi kailangan laging kausap, hindi laging ano. Pero may enough updates lang, enough mm-hmm. catch up lang once in a while. Tapos, mabubuhay ulit mm-hmm. yun, ano? Tapos,
yeah.
Diba? Kasi ako to be honest, Kim, dati sabi ko, may mga friends kasi ako na ano eh, medyo ano ako eh, medyo ano ako, parang anong tawag dito? Medyo
high maintenance
ako when it comes to friendship noon. Parang gusto kong, uy, kung magkaibigan tayo, you have to be here.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to talk. I have to know all the things, all the updates about 'di ba? Ano nangyayari sa buhay mo? So parang ako, kung hindi, edi wag na lang.
Okay. Hirap pala maging friend ni Ali. Oh my gosh.
Pero siguro natutuhan ko na over the years, parang hindi naman yun possible eh. Mm-hmm. Ang dami-dami nating ginagawa eh. Yeah. Pero to, 'di ba? Para makapag-dedicate ka ng konting time mm-hmm. to your friends, konting update, konting share ng nangyari sa iyo. Mm-hmm. 'Di ba?
Yeah.
Parang seed 'yun eh. Na pwedeng
it's true. No, it's true what you're saying kasi 'di ba hindi tayo nag-uusap masyado pero every time that we talk to each other, alam natin na parang there's support, there is care, there's genuine like concern of like kung okay ka ba, ano bang nangyayari sa buhay mo, how can I help, how can I support, can I just listen? And I think parang that's a mutual thing that we knew, both of us, na parang we're gonna be there for each other no matter like how long distance or how long yung time that passed when we, or you know, like the time that we spoke or didn't speak. So, yeah, I'm next naman. Low maintenance
wow,
friends.
Shout out sa mga low maintenance friends dyan. Hashtag low maintenance friends. No? Grabe. Shout out sa inyo no? Sa mga hindi kailangan masyado. Hindi demanding yun pala yung, that was the term that I was looking for. Yung demanding. Mm-hmm. Okay lang na pag tumanda kayo, hindi na kayo masyado mag-demand sa mga friends nyo.
Kasi time is so precious. Mm-hmm. Like, I only have 24 hours. Mm. And if I give you some of it, that means a lot. Mm. Diba?
Hindi siya sa haba ng time, I feel, minsan sa timing din.
It's true. Mm. It's true, no? Like, every time we speak, feeling ko na parang there's something, like, important or special that we have to talk about. And we just, like, randomly find each other. It's not even, like, hindi naman yun yung first na pag-usapan natin. Mm-mm. It's just that, oh my gosh, ito nga pala yung nangyari, blah, blah. And, yeah, I love that. Like, I think it's just, like, it just, paano ba? Parang, it just... It's perfect timing. It's just, yeah.
Organic. Just
organic.
No?
Yes, we love that.
Yun, grabe naman. Kaya ako sabi ko, pag umuwi ka dito kay Man, hindi pwedeng hindi tayo magkita. Hindi pwedeng hindi tayo mag-record. So guys, mga 2 hours ko na itong kino-convince. No? So namnamin nyo itong episode na ito. Kasi ayaw niya. Pero nung nag-start akong magsalita ng French, like, echo, de Genève. Parang pumayag na eh.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah, kailangan malaman ng tao how great your French is.
And Kim, marami talaga nagtatanong nito. No? Maraming mga questions yung mga Pinoy about Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Eh, no? Katulad ng yung pambansang drink nyo ba ay Swiss Miss?
That's not even Swiss.
Hindi ba Swiss yun?
I don't think so.
Talaga?
Pambansang drink namin, milk.
Mmm! Anong milk from yan?
From the cows. Dami kaya namin cows, diba?
Handa, baka naman.
Baka?
Baka naman.
Research. Tell us about it.
So, yung Swiss Miss ay wala?
Feeling ko talaga, like, no one knows about it. Literally, I've never heard about it. Nung ano lang, nung pumunta ako dito, tapos kinukulit ako, uy, Swiss Miss, Swiss Miss. Ano yun? Ano yun? Chocolate drink pala yun.
Chocolate drink yun. No? Swiss Miss. Yan, nasa ano yun, sa mga grocery yan eh, na manikita natin. So ano pa ba yung mga ano, conventional na Swiss things? Toblerone.
Yeah, Toblerone.
Doon talaga nang nag-originate
yes,
yan.
Yes, from the Matterhorn. Matterhorn.
So isa yan sa mga pambansang ano, pasalubong.
Yes.
No, from...
So popular.
Mm-hmm.
Ano pa ba?
Swiss knife.
Swiss knife. Oh, di ba? Binigyan kita ng Swiss knife.
Ay. Sa inyo talaga yan?
Oo, sa amin talaga yun.
Ano yung legit na brand?
Victorinox?
Ayan, Victorinox.
Victorinox.
Victorinox. Victorinox Anastasia. Tapos... Watches.
Yes, Rolex. Oh,
Rolex pala sa inyo.
Mm-hmm.
Swatch.
Yes.
Swatch, no?
Dami mo naman pala. Nag-research ka ba?
Hindi. Alam ko kasi yung... Di ba, ang galing na ng mga Swiss products, may flag eh.
Yeah.
Tapos yung dad ko ata nang galing ng Switzerland eh. Tapos lagi niya akong pinapasalubungan ng Swatch.
Yes.
So favorite watch ko dati yung Swatch.
We're meant to meet. We were meant to meet.
Ano pa? Mayroon pa bang ibang Swiss products na naging Pinoy na?
Yun lang ata.
Pero wala lang. Ang dami na rin mga Philippinized Swiss products. Katulad ng Swiss Miss na yun. Kailangan, yeah. Pwede mo bang i-aim na matry yung Swiss Miss before you go home?
Sige. I'll give a review.
Dapat pala yun yung sinerve ko dito. No? Pero yun, Kim, ang sarap naman itong, ang saya nitong kwentuhan natin. No? And, at least, ano, after ilang years, ano, pre-pandemic, kailan tayo huli nakita?
2019.
Ah, bago pala mag-pandemic. Buti yes. na lang. Buti na lang. So, parang, bilang lang sa daliri yung in-person
na meet-up natin. Yes.
Parang I feel like, ano ba to, third or fourth time? Bale, fourth.
Yeah, kasi may one time, I remember, pumunta ako sa Philippines, tapos hindi tayo nakapag-meet kasi super busy mo. Mm. And iniwan ko lang yung pasalubong mo sa isang linya-linya stand.
Oo nga.
Yes.
Oo nga. Wow, yun pala. No, sorry, no. Yan yung mga times na ano ba? Yeah,
busy.
Ano ba nangyayari dyan?
Busy bee.
Busy bee. Pero, yun, ano, kahit na ilang beses lang, hindi ibig sabihin nun na hindi pwedeng magkaroon ng meaningful
friendship yeah.
and connection. Ano?
Yes.
So, minsan naman din may mga kasama tayo na lagi natin nakikita pero wala talaga
connection. Oh, totoo din yun. Pang ano lang, fun lang.
Oh, may mga ganyan ding friends. No? So, okay lang din naman.
Yeah, we love those friends.
Yeah, okay dun. Masaya yeah. din yung mga friends na yan. No? Parang mga langaw. Mali. Sorry.
Hi, langaw.
So, mga langaw friends natin dyan. Shoutout din sa inyo, no? Na lagi kayo nandyan. Umaali-aligid lang kung ano-anong buzz ang ginagawa nyo. Pero,
Walang ambag. Walang ambag.
Pero, kailangan din natin yung mga ganyan.
Yes,
mga,
of course.
Mga buzz na yan. Mga latest chika. Kailangan din natin yan. Pero, again, sa mga low maintenance friends, Let's go. So, ayun. Wow. Yay. Ito na. Nangyari na. So, thank you so much, Kim, for accepting this invitation, no? Na mag-pod. Sa mga friends ni Kim dyan, all over the world. Nako, grabe to si, ano to eh, Swiss Miss talaga to eh. Alam ko, maraming fans to sa Tarlac. At sa iba't ibang, sa Pampanga, sa iba't ibang parts ng Pilipinas. Shoutout sa inyo. Andito na siya, no? Pakinggan niyo doon. Pero totoo kayo, ma, siguro to end. Alam ko may mga ginagawa kang mga projects, programs sa Tarlac, sa probinsya niyo. Ano yung, can you share one thing?
Yung dad ko kasi, he started a foundation called 3KL Foundation. And it's parents started very low key lang helping a youth and everything, and we wanted to see something tangible. So parang we help schools mainly, like bringing school supplies sa mga remote areas in the Philippines. I mean mainly in Tarlac actually, bring clean water as well in areas. And also helping especially mga special children. And I think that's why I also have an inkling for teaching special children. Yeah. Yun.
Wow. Grabe naman, ano. Ito ang ating model, friend, no? Na...
Grabe naman yung model friend.
Hindi, pero sa mga Pinoy's din na bumabalik. And, di ba? Just trying to give back.
That's the word, yes.
And kapag tumutulong mo kasi, ang dami mo mabalik sa iyo eh.
That's true.
Ang dami mong natututuhan about yourself din, about other people. So, shout out no sa mga friends natin all over the world na may mga ginagawang mabubuting bagay. No, kanina pinag-uusapan natin, ano ba yung maging, paano ba talaga maging Pilipino? Paano maging Swiss? Or paano maging, I think, ang pinakamahalaga pa rin, paano maging mabuting tao, no?
Exactly.
And kung yun yung, mas yun yung pursuit natin, ano? Yung mas yun yung i-pursue natin na makatry gumawa ng mga bagay na magli-leave ng mark, mag-create ng impact sa mundo.
Yes. Because you don't only live for yourself.
Yun. So, gawin natin yan, ano? And thank you, Kim, no, sa lahat ng mga ginagawa mo at sa lahat na ikinig na may ginagawang mabuti one way or another, no? And yun, shoutout pa rin sa lahat ng mga nasa ibang bansa na mga listeners natin. Ano, sana itong Linya-Linya Show din, katulad nitong ano, no, meet-up namin, catch-up namin ni Kim and yung recording namin, sana maging isang big warm hug itong episode na to. Yes. Sa inyong lahat, no? At nandito kami, no? Sana kami na lang yung ano nyo, long distance, low maintenance friend.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, guys. Warm hug.